and good evening and welcome to Right Now with Ann Vandersteel. 60 minutes of hard-hitting headline news, all signal and zero noise. Tonight, will the House move on impeaching Joe Biden? That's the question 350 million Americans and probably 8 billion people want to know. And America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, left the 9/11 ceremonies early. Why? And Alaska's natural gas, could production cease? And what would that mean for here in the United States? Climate change, is it the World Economic Forum's ultimate boogeyman? More on that. And of course, Wisconsin, finally a win. Spokesman for the Election Integrity Ad Hoc Committee, Jefferson Davis, stops by. All that brought to you by Ann123.com, your satellite phone store and backup power supply connection. Get over there, get your insurance, get your free satellite phone. That's right, a free satellite phone at Ann123.com. More from our sponsors at Brighteon. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol, or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
And good evening. Finally, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, that's right, the rhino, the Republican in name only, that guy, he has finally done the righteous and asked the House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden, the Chinese ambassador squatting in the White House. That's right. I guess Kevin finally got the hint that his other colleagues in Congress would probably move on removing him. So maybe that was enough of an incentive to get Kevin McCarthy to do his job. And that's right. We need to impeach Joe Biden. My God, they manufactured so much crap and BS to impeach President Trump in the House twice. Could never get it through the Senate. I can most certainly understand the frustration Americans and practically pretty much everybody around the world. Even Putin is wondering how in the heck this nincompoop is still sitting there. But anyway, Rudy Giuliani yesterday, on the horrible day where we all stopped and paused and remembered the horrific day where nearly 3,000 souls died and many more, frankly, are still dying today from the fallout of 9/11. But he left. He says he couldn't take it anymore. He left the ceremony, and all the years he's been going, which he's never missed any, he left this particular ceremony because he says he couldn't take standing there with them. Well, who was them? That's right, Rudy Giuliani walked out on 9/11 ceremony after Kamala Harris disgraces the memory of 2,977 victims. He attended the anniversary ceremony at Ground Zero. And remember, this was America's mayor. He led the city following the deadly attacks and stood out far from the field of all the other failed leaders in attendance. He got us through that horrible time period. We owe so much to Rudy. And again, much has changed since the 9/11 attacks on America back in 2001. Joe Biden and Mark Milley surrendering Afghanistan back to the Taliban in 2021. And now the U.S. has become a police state where traditionally patriotic American citizens are now viewed as the enemies of the state, and where grandmas have their homes stormed by FBI goons and are thrown in prison for months for walking in the open doors on the U.S. Capitol, doors that were opened by the Capitol Police, and they ushered the people inside. And of course, America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani, a hero on 9/11, is now viewed as an enemy of the state by the Biden regime. And talking about the Biden regime and saying they've sold us out to China, well, they sold us out to the Islamic terrorists. They sold us out to the cartels, whether it's Biden or Mayorkas or Harris. So after about a half an hour, 45 minutes, that's when Rudy Giuliani decided to leave and go to a different ceremony. And of course, in a cruel 9/11 joke, the FDA takes action on updated mRNA COVID-19 vaccines to better protect against currently circulating variants, stating that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration took action approving and authorizing for emergency use updated COVID-19 vaccines formulated to more closely target currently circulating variants and to provide better protection against serious consequences of COVID-19, including hospitalization and death. Today's actions related to the updated mRNA vaccines for 2023 and 2024, manufactured by, of course, the two killers that we love to hate the most, Moderna and Pfizer, consistent with the totality of evidence and input from the FDA's so-called expert advisors. These clot shots, poisonous death shots, you can't call them vaccines, have been updated to include a monovalent, meaning a single component that corresponds to the new Omicron variant. You honestly can't make this stuff up. They continue to march straight ahead for those that would line up and take these shots. Well, you've just gotten on the train. And you know what I mean when I say that. And new testimony from highly credible whistleblowers are now alleging that the CIA rewarded six analysts with significant financial incentives to change their COVID-19 origin conclusion from a lab leak to zoonosis. The CIA rewarded multiple analysts with this significant financial incentive to make it sound like it came from a bat to human transfer. This, of course, is now being blown up by whistleblowers at the U.S. House Select Subcommittee. Question. Shouldn't we potentially just ask the CCP's unrestricted bioweapon origin and why it was suppressed? Shouldn't we just go right to the root of the matter? Why was this whole story lied and manufactured to begin with? And of course, complicit in all that is the big tech speech cartel. That's right, the Silicon Valley speech cartel kingpin himself. Zuckerberg has now blocked searches to COVID and other keywords in his failing Threads app. That's right. Threads is now blocking these searches related to COVID and vaccines amid a surge. And this, of course, comes out of a Meta spokesperson acknowledging that Threads was intentionally blocking the search terms. Are we surprised? No. And are we surprised at this next news drop here with Governor DeSantis colluding with Biden? That's right. A Florida judicial system has now allowed deep state assets to skip court. This all goes back to Laura Loomer, who broke the startling story about the Biden regime employing Nazis. I know, color all of us shocked at this point. It just doesn't end with these goons. The recently exposed Fed, known as Kent Boneface McClellan, skipped his arraignment in Volusia County, Florida, for burglary and assault and battery, where the state prosecutor asked the judge to give Kent McClellan a pass. Laura Loomer reported that the Florida state judge and prosecutor showed little regard for Mr. Boneface and was not in the courtroom. And of course, Governor Ron DeSantis could have instructed the Florida state troopers to arrest Mr. McClellan. The fact that he hasn't is more indication that DeSantis is colluding with Biden on deep state psyops in Florida. This was all, of course, Laura Loomer reporting. Laura, I stand with you on this one big time. Loomer asked the obvious question. Why would a state prosecutor give a pass to a domestic terrorist who was charged with assault and battery in May? And why didn't the judge issue a warrant for his arrest? The Florida governor is running on being the guy who kept Biden policies out of Florida. Loomer says, this is a huge lie. And I agree. As Mr. Boneface's case proves, DeSantis is openly helping the Biden deep state run psyops against Florida residents. Well, we've got to stop here and take a pause and talk about your money right now. Something that I have been harping on for quite some time is your need to protect your assets. And I am going to be presenting in the next coming days a couple of different solutions for people who are very interested in getting outside U.S. jurisdiction and protecting their assets, OCONUS, as they say, outside the continental United States, but also being able to invest in gold, gold that they can physically hold, and gold that will be physically stored. So there's two different solutions I'm going to be presenting to you all. And I've been talking about the fact that this was coming, but I've been spending the last 4-5 months looking at these solutions, vetting them myself, putting my money where my mouth is to make sure that these transactions are safe, stable, and effective for you and will protect you in what is undoubtedly coming, the unraveling of the banking system right now. So let's talk about the domino effect, crippling, coming out of Alaska, because this goes right to your wallet. You know, inflation is driven by the cost of energy, right? Well, the bottom line is this, is that you're about to see your utilities skyrocket. Why would that be? Well, the pedo on Pennsylvania, known as Joe Biden, canceled all of the Alaska drilling on the federal land. At the same time, he stopped allowing liquid natural gas from being transported by train. This leaves only the only mode of transportation is trucking. Now, gee, what could possibly go wrong when you only have one mode of transportation? Think about it, folks. Think about the cost of energy, right? After about 2 months, the largest trucking company has gone out of business. That's right, Yellow. You've seen these trucks all over the highways. I've driven coast to coast. This is one of the nation's largest freight and trucking companies. It has announced it is shutting down, leading to one of the largest mass layoffs in recent history and potential shipping cost increases. The company is in bankruptcy just 3 years after getting a $700 million loan from you, the taxpayer. Does this sound familiar, Solyndra, anybody? I mean, I know these are, carbon devouring or spewing companies, but still, a taxpayer loan goes belly up and the trucking business goes down. So that is going to create a massive supply chain issue of liquid natural gas, which means your utility bills, as well as the price of gas, is going to actually skyrocket. Joe Biden used 300 million gallons of gas from our Strategic Petroleum Reserves, the SPRs, to keep the gas prices artificially low. He can't do that anymore, folks. He's used it all. Well, almost all. They have a setup as we're looking at a two-front war. Remember, we've got NATO over here just saber-rattling, poking the bear with Russia as much as they possibly can. We have Taiwan and China over here. It is literally a two-front war we're facing. And of course, let's not discount what's happening at the southern border, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. So basically, these morons in D.C., very evil genius morons, I might add, have set us up in every way to purposely make gas prices and utility prices skyrocket. So fill all of your gas cans now, buy propane, everything you can related to gas now while you can still afford it, because again, it is going to necessarily skyrocket. Now, moving back to President Trump, he and the GOP hawks are now blasting Biden for handing over $6 billion to the terrorist regime in Iran. Folks, have we not been here, the pallets of cash and all this? So again, you know, Obama 2.0, $6 billion. Yeah, send it to Iran and give them a little love note while you're at it. And by the way, send the folks in Lahaina, Hawaii, another $700. I'm sure they'd really appreciate that. Iran on Monday said the prisoner swap will happen in the near future. Significantly, also in return for $6 billion in previously frozen funds related to U.S. sanctions, specifically on the Islamic Republic's oil revenue, the major U.S.-Iran deal to secure the release of as many as 5 detained U.S. dual nationals after the resident Joe Biden gave formal approval was confirmed late Monday when he informed Congress. That's right, Iran initially wanted direct access to the funds, but in the end agreed on having access via the country of Qatar. This, according to a senior U.S. diplomat telling Reuters, he says that Iran will purchase food and medicine and Qatar will pay directly. While U.S. sanctions stipulate the funds can only be used for humanitarian purposes, I roll my eyes with that, Iranian President Raisi has told NBC that his country has sovereignty in this area and thus it will be spent wherever they need it. So much can be said about where they're going to spend that money, and I can assure you none of it is going to be for the good of the Iranian people. Despite the fact they go on to say that the money belongs to the Iranian people, this according to the Iranian government, the Islamic Republic of Iran will decide what to do with the money. And according to more responses in NBC News, I just want to put this out there. Before you liberals actually get started, let me make one thing clear. Joe Biden didn't successfully negotiate the release of 5 American hostages from Iran. Joe Biden found a way to give $6 billion to the biggest America-hating terrorist state in the world. It's really that simple. Now, speaking of getting on from simple to complex, the IRS, you know, they have those thousands and thousands and millions of pages of code. Yeah, well, the IRS is now launching a sweeping historic tax enforcement crackdown using artificial intelligence. Doesn't that just give you the warm and fuzzies? Don't you want to put your pet on a pillow tonight and dream about that nightmare? Well, the IRS has announced that thanks to a new funding boost, it's launching sweeping historic tax enforcement initiatives using AI intelligence and other cutting-edge technologies to catch tax evaders more effectively. Okay, I could just pull this show over to the curb right now and just tell you how the 16th Amendment is totally unconstitutional, and it is the biggest heist on Americans that have lived here and built this country. Because remember, we built it, not the government. You, the American, built this country, and they have been raping and pillaging us for over a century now. It has to end. Of course, the IRS would like to tell you there is a sea change taking place in the IRS at every aspect of their operations. This according to Commissioner Danny Werfel. He says that the tax agency has completed a top-to-bottom review of its enforcement efforts and is girding to catch people abusing the nation's tax laws. Laws that are unconstitutional, I might add, and those need to be examined very closely. I'm assuming President Trump, when he steps back into office in 2024, will take a good hard look at organized crime fighting, starting with the IRS. The new enforcement thrust is said to focus on higher earning Americans and big corporations, with the IRS pledging not to increase audit rates for people earning less than $400,000 per year. That should sweep a lot of people into the audit. This has been an oft-repeated promise in the face of Republican assertions that working class taxpayers would be subjected to tougher enforcement thanks to the tens of billions of dollars in additional IRS funding. So the tax agency is saying it's going to prioritize cases involving taxpayers earning over $1 million, but recognizing a tax debt of more than $250,000. Chew on that, all you high income earners. And Jeff Bezos, if I were you, I'd change your diaper. Now, I don't think you have to worry about it because you're part of the problem. You'll be fine. And of course, the climate change agenda has always been key to the implementation of the Great Reset. According to author Tim Hinchcliffe in the expose, he discusses how the World Economic Forum's founder Klaus Schwab and Britain's King Charles declared that it was time for a great reset 3 months into COVID-19 pandemic, and it had little to do with fighting the coronavirus. Instead, they called the pandemic a narrow window and a shrinking golden opportunity to seize the moment when people were most afraid and vulnerable and thrust upon them their long-planned agenda of a golden age out of the destruction of the old to build back better. Remember that? Build back better, right? 1 billion build back better. Well, although the coronavirus was the catalyst to set the Great Reset agenda in motion, the vehicle by which they would achieve their social and economic order out of chaos was climate change. Like COVID and the war on terror, the enemy remains elusive, requires heavy taxpayer funding, and leads to total surveillance and control over society and the gradual erosion of individual freedom. Overlapping climate change policies such as limited mobility, energy control, dietary restrictions, and personalized lockdowns are fueling the great reset of society and the global economy. All roads leading to a system of social credit powered by the digital ID and the central bank digital currencies, otherwise known as CBDC. Of course, limited mobility, reducing private car ownership and air travel while introducing battery passports for electric vehicles, ultra low emission zones to keep people in their place. They don't want you traveling too much, hence the 15-minute cities, right? Personalized lockdowns. Doesn't that sound special? We're going to give you a very special personal lockdown by choice, of course, compliance or coercion, powered by the digital ID, the CBDC, the 15-minute city, and of course, the metaverse, which will track you and your every single move, and of course, the thought police, right? And don't forget your dietary restrictions. As I tell you, we have a pandemic of obesity in this country, so maybe eating bugs will help you lose those unwanted pounds. Who knows? Or maybe they'll just give you another COVID shot and you won't be around to see this destruction of your civil liberties. Well, anyway, those just diet restrictions that they're so happy to thrust upon you include reducing meat and dairy consumption, propping up lab-grown proteins, and of course, insect consumption. All this brought to you courtesy of the Great Reset. All right. Operation Burning Edge update here. Michael Yon and I are headed to Panama. He's already down there. I'll be leaving here on Thursday to head down and meet Michael in Panama. I'll be down there for several weeks with him. He's already in the jungle. Take a look at what's coming out of Panama right now and headed this way.
Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Okay. Goodness, he looks just like somebody you want to bring home to meet your daughter, doesn't he? Yes, you can expect to see a whole lot of that in Chinese age military men showing up on the border. They're all coming there via operations funded by the United States Department of Homeland Insecurity and, of course, the NGOs. That's right. HHS also has a $2.9 trillion budget that they're happy to fork that money right into all these NGOs trafficking these kids. Folks, it is not going to be pretty where we're going. It's dangerous, in fact, and I could use your support if you go to givesendgo.com and you go /burningedge. Any support you can lend to funding this operation is greatly appreciated at givesendgo.com/burningedge. All right, and the United Nations, which is also part and parcel in this destruction of America, along with the Declaration of North America put forth by Joe Biden, the UN has now pronounced the U.S.-Mexico border the world's deadliest for migrants. Hello, no kidding. How about deadliest for Americans that are living here as we have these killers coming across the border right now, bringing disease with them as well? The UN on Tuesday declared the U.S.-Mexico border is the most lethal land crossing in the world, adding another grim superlative to the resident at 1600's immigration record. That's right, the International Organization for Migration, the UN's immigration watchdog. I laugh when I say this. Seriously, they're watchdog. They're the ones that are helping fund and get these people here because they want to see our country collapse. Yeah, they're watching us collapse. That's right, the dogs are watching us collapse. That's right. Well, the IMO has now tallied 686 deaths and disappearances last year. That's it? That's a lie. And said that probably an undercount, really, no kidding, with many deaths going underreported. Really. Thank you for stating the obvious. Hundreds more died in the Caribbean while trying to reach the United States. While the IOM was looking at 2022 data, figures from Homeland Security indicate that 2023 is shaping up to be even worse. Well, having been to the border myself and seeing the mass amounts of people coming across it, thanks to Joe Biden and their open borders policy and the Declaration of North America, homogenizing all the countries between Canada, U.S., and Mexico, it's no wonder we have a flood of people coming here. They're being paid to get here, and when they get here, they're getting $2,200 a month, courtesy of you, the American taxpayer, while the average American on Social Security is only getting $1,400 a month. Anything wrong, anybody? Do you want to join tacticalcivics.com yet and get engaged to take back and start to hold these public servants accountable, these corrupt criminal cabal, people that are making policies in D.C. that are bankrupting our country and bringing in the slave trade? I think you should join tacticalcivics.com if you actually want to be a part in solving the problem. Thank you so much for that public service announcement. And of course, as I said, Mexico, New Mexico, is contributing to the problem. They're suspending your gun rights, or at least trying to. That's right. The New Mexican governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, on Friday signed an executive order temporarily banning guns from being carried, openly or concealed, in Bernalillo County, home to the city of Albuquerque. What did she think was going to happen? Well, New Mexico's Democrat governor has been making headlines around the country since she decided her election to statewide office gave her the power to suspend the Constitution of the United States. So over the weekend, her home state constituents sent her a message of their own. That's right. Gun owners in Lujan Grisham's state responded by rallying in Albuquerque on Sunday, defiantly bearing their firearms. More than 100 gun rights supporters turned out in Albuquerque's Old Town section to show their support for the Second Amendment. And they say it's more powerful than any governor's pen. So there you go. Albuquerque DA also refusing to enforce the governor's suspension of the Second Amendment rights, saying that it's clearly unconstitutional. That's right. The DA, Sam Bregman, said Saturday that he was, as is the Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller and Police Chief Harold Medina, would not enforce the order, saying he was wary of placing his deputies in positions that could lead to civil liability conflicts, as well as the potential risk exposed by prohibiting law-abiding citizens from their constitutional right to self-defense. Wow, finally somebody standing up to these demons. Again, something else you want to consider in terms of protecting your family is food. Go to lightsoutbeef.com. I cannot say enough about this incredible alternative to pure protein. That's right, these beautiful cattle, never injected with the mRNA clot shot, are grazing on a field, and when they get small orders in, they slaughter the herd, and they immediately freeze-dry these delicious fresh cuts of beef for you and your family. Get to lightsoutbeef.com. And if you mention my name at checkout, you'll get 10% off when you check out. So lightsoutbeef.com. Also, continue boosting your immunity by putting your head on a very soft MyPillow at night. You want to get a good night's sleep? Go to MyPillow.com. You can get up to 80% off on some of his some of the items in the store, as well as 66 on average. And Mike is wonderful. He shares some of that savings with us in terms of funding what we do here at Right Now. So get on over to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code AV. We'll be right back after this commercial with our special guest. You're not going to want to miss the win in Wisconsin. It's coming back, baby. Don't go anywhere.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivvy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivvy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets. And the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
And welcome back to the second half of Right Now with me, Ann Vandersteel. I am really spicy today because I am just so fired up that we're going to perhaps even see the House grow a set and impeach Joe Biden. I mean, this is that impeachment should have been on the table the minute that election thief took office. The minute he stepped foot in the Oval Office, there should have been an impeachment on his desk, on the Resolute desk. It's just disgusting that it's taken this long to get it here. And Kevin McCarthy, you're pathetic. And frankly, the members of Congress, you're all pathetic that it took this long for it to get here. Good God, how much more evidence do you need that this man is guilty of so many crimes? There's just too many to talk about because I want to get to my guest. But I also want to remind everybody, because we are so under attack and the federal government is so invasive and the IRS is now coming after us with a vengeance, that the best thing you can do to continue to protect yourself is get your cell phone locked down so the government can't pry their eyes into your text messages, into your phone calls and your emails. AliasID.com, AliasID.com, promo code AV for Ann Vandersteel. Save 30%. Get you and all of your members of your families for less than $100 a year, $70 a year, in fact, if you use my promo code. We'll lock all your cell phones so that the government doesn't know who's who in the zoo. What does that mean? They can't look and see that Ann Vandersteel is on her cell phone because I get an alias that's not me, and it changes how the government could spy on you, meaning they can't. They can't read your texts, they can't read your emails, and they can't pry your what's going on in your phone calls. In addition to, they can't track you because they don't know who you are. AliasID.com. Get it now. Protect yourself. All right. We've got a great guest coming up here, but first I want to tell you something that's pretty exciting that happened. The Wisconsin City Committee has voted 3-1. That's right, the Milk State of Wisconsin, they voted 3-1 against supporting the renomination of Megan Wolf as the Wisconsin Elections Administrator. That's right. This is big news. The Democrats contend that the renomination isn't properly before the Senate. Well, of course they're going to say that. The Wisconsin State Committee on Shared Revenue, Elections, and Consumer Protection voted to not accept the unanimous majority recommendation of the Wisconsin's Elections Commission for the current administrator of elections, Megan Wolf. Again, this for a new four-year term to end on July 1st of 27 per the Wisconsin state statute. The vote was three Republican senators to not reappoint. One Democrat senator voted yes to reappoint. And of course, one Democrat senator had to abstain from voting. Joining me now is the spokesperson for the ad hoc committee that monitors all things election integrity in Wisconsin on a daily basis, and then communicates those areas of interest with updates and action plans to all 72 counties. Here to communicate that to me now, Jefferson Davis. Jefferson, good to see you.
Good to see you, and we can't wait to share with you the exciting news coming out of Wisconsin.
So let's start first with what I just talked about. What does this mean for the election integrity going forward? Explain who Megan Wolf is, and why was there a pretty strong no vote, as in, no, we're not going to support a renomination of you?
Sure. So Wisconsin is unique in this context as far as who administers statewide elections. 43 of the 50 states usually have a constitutional officer, like a lieutenant governor, secretary of state, an appointee of the governor, or an appointee of the legislature to administer their elections. In Wisconsin, we're one of 7 or 8 states that do it differently, and that's this. There's a statute in Wisconsin, 1561, that says there are 6 election commissioners, 3 Democrats, 3 Republicans, appointed by the majority and minority leaders of the Assembly and Senate, and then the governor's office. So those 3 Democrats and 3 Republicans are supposed to nominate an administrator of elections and then get the advice and consent of the Senate. Well, there's been 2 people in that position, Kevin Kennedy and Mike Haas, that were so bad, they were basically fired and had to retire. Well, now there's a 3rd one, and she's a clone of those first 2. And that's not meant to be disrespectful. It's just that we have great election policy here in Wisconsin. Would you please just follow it and implement it? Well, they're not. So the person who's in that position now, their term ended on June 30th, 2023. The commission unanimously, in a majority vote, voted to renominate her and send her to the Senate for confirmation. Well, the Senate had had enough because the Democrats said, well, we're not going to vote, we're just going to abstain. Well, you know as well as I do, Ann, Robert Rules of Order says that when you abstain, that's not a recorded yes vote, nor is it a recorded no vote. It just simply means you are there for quorum purposes. Everyone knows that. Anyone with a modicum knowledge of Robert Rules of Orders knows that. But the Democrats thought they were outsmarting the Wisconsin voters, and the only person they outsmarted were themselves. So the Senate took that to be a nomination, which it was, per statute 1561, and sent it to the Senate. The Senate, to their credit, the Republican Senate, we have 22 out of 33 seats. We have a super veto-proof majority here in Wisconsin. We don't need the governor's consent on anything. They then sent it to a committee who voted yesterday to not reappoint her. And that will be sent to the Senate floor in the floor session this Thursday, 2 days from now at 11 a.m. And I'm telling you, Ann Vandersteel, and all of your viewers, if we have any hope at all in the state of Wisconsin, and by extension, America, to protect and preserve our beloved constitutional representative republic and our 10 electoral college votes in Wisconsin, we have no option but to get a new administrator of elections.
It seems like we need a new administrative elections in multiple states, not just Wisconsin. But again, Wisconsin is big. 10 electoral votes is nothing to sneeze at. In fact, I know you've been working very diligently for, over a year and a half now, trying to get these electoral votes to come back. But of course, you've had headwinds to face, like Robin Voss, for instance. Tell us a little bit about Robin Voss's role in being an election integrity monkey wrench in the whole process of unwinding the damage from the stolen election.
Well, if you can imagine an angel on one side and the dark on the other shoulder, we've kind of gone through that dichotomy here in Wisconsin since November of 2020. To the speaker's credit, he has, after meeting with our election integrity supporter group, he admitted that there was widespread election fraud in the 2020 election. He appointed an Office of Special Counsel, Justice Gableman, who found massive election fraud that affected the outcome of the election. The speaker also said that when election fraud affects the outcome of an election, this is all on video, you have to have a do-over of that election if it can be proven in court with overwhelming evidence that the election fraud affected the outcome of the election. And he has also publicly said in writing and on camera that the current administrator of elections has to go. So when you put those four components together, widespread election fraud, you can have a do-over. He appointed the Office of Special Counsel to investigate the fraud, and the current person has to go. Those are all bonuses. Now, what the frustration is here in Wisconsin a little bit is that it's taken so long. But here's the situation. We're not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. We're going to embrace the speaker, the Republican Senate leadership team, and we're going to have an impact at that floor session on Thursday like Wisconsin has never, ever seen before, because Wisconsin and all voters deserve nothing less than that.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I'm just curious because, you know, it clearly, when you look at, I'm wondering if this has anything to do with running in parallel with President Trump's popularity for GOP Republican voters, right? I mean, Pence is I don't even know where he is. He's at the bottom of the barrel as far as I'm concerned, because even DeSantis is eclipsed at this point by Vivek Ramaswamy. So I've got to wonder if Robin Voss isn't trying to save his skin at this point and going along now that he's seeing the polling from the American people. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, very interesting question. So President Trump is very popular here in Wisconsin, not necessarily because of President Trump, but because of what he stands for and what he has demonstrated in his 4 years in office and what he has promised that he will do going forward. Now, we understand the dynamics of that whole situation. The interesting thing is this, Ann, and you touched on it earlier. If the Senate votes down the current administrator of elections on Thursday, then the remedy, the next step forward per statute 1561 is the commission gets one more kick at the cat and they have a 45-day window to nominate a new administrator with the advice and consent of the Senate. Once that 45-day window closes, then the matter is referred to what we call here in Wisconsin, the Joint Committee on Legislation Organization. And Ann, for you and your viewers, that consists of six Republicans, the Assembly Speaker and his leader, the Senate President and his leader, and then two other members, one from the Assembly, one from the Senate, giving us a total of six. There's four Democrats, but they're in the minority. We then take this to the next step, and that committee, we call it JECLO, like Jekyll and Hyde, no pun intended, but we call it JECLO. They then get to appoint a new administrator to serve up to 1 year on an interim basis to get us through the 2024 election situation. And real quick, there's four components that we have to focus on unless you need to take a break.
No, we're good.
Okay, so the four components are cyber, financial, legal, and administration when it comes to elections here in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. The current administrator and the commission, in our opinion, and we don't say this to be disrespectful, have failed miserably. There's so much fog hanging over Wisconsin. That fog needs to be lifted. And the first step is to get a new administrator of elections.
Can they appoint somebody that's anybody? I mean, could you even be a potential election administrator?
Well, you're very kind, but no, I don't want that. But when you look at those four components, we're looking for someone who has a legal background, a cyber background, a financial background, and an administrative background. We have someone that we think would fit all four of those criteria, and they would literally come in and exercise their administrative statutory authority to fix this mess literally overnight. And we're targeting that date to be somewhere around November 1st.
Okay. Do you want to drop a name, or are you going to hold that back for now?
Can't do that.
Okay.
I would love to, but I am sworn to confidentiality. But I can tell you this much. Wisconsin will be very, very proud of the person who I think should be the administrator. And this person is beyond reproach.
Okay.
They've got a background like you can't imagine, and they will do Wisconsin and America proud.
Okay, well, that's exciting to hear. I want to move on to the Supreme Court. You've got some stuff happening in your Supreme Court in the state of Wisconsin. And recently, GOP Representative Scott Johnson announced that he is now opposing impeaching your Supreme Court justice. Janet for Justice, as she's known by on Twitter, he says that the people of Wisconsin have historically shown they do not support uprooting a duly elected official on the sheer basis of political disagreement. Janet Protasiewicz, what's the scuttlebutt there? Lay it out.
So there is no scuttlebutt. This is evidentiary, what I'm going to share with you now. And there is no need for clarity. There is no ambiguity. It is very clear what the Democrats and the liberal progressives have in mind. They know that whoever the Democrat nominee is for president in 2024, they cannot win that position or office unless they have Wisconsin's 10 electoral college votes. That's why election integrity and administrative elections are so important and powerful. Here's what's going on with Supreme Court Justice Protasiewicz. She promised when she ran for office that she would vote to redo the legislative maps in Wisconsin. Ann VanderSteele and your viewers know that you cannot promise how you're going to rule on any case that may come before you. That is unethical, it is illegal, it is immoral, and it breaks the law. And to even add insult to injury, we have a team working right now on the illegal dark money from Act Blue that infiltrated the Wisconsin elections for governor, for United States Senator, for the Supreme Court. And what we're finding, Ann, I'll share this with you off camera because we don't want to reveal too much information. It will make your toenails curl what we have found. What is the remedy? We believe that we have enough evidence right now, and we're working on this as we speak, where we have can demonstrate beyond the shadow of a doubt that millions of dollars poured into Wisconsin in 2022, 2023, that aided the governor's candidate for the Democrats, the U.S. Senate candidate for Democrats, and the Supreme Court. Now, if we can prove and we can get law enforcement and a district attorney to look at the evidence and issue subpoenas and put this case together, those people will have one of three options or a combination of them if we can prove this. And that is, you return the illegal money, you have to resign from office, or we will prosecute you, or a combination of all three. And I'm being as serious as a heart attack when I say that. And when we're off camera, I can send you the receipts that we asked you to keep confidential, because this is from the financial component, cyber, legal, financial, and administrative. This is the most sickening thing that has hit Wisconsin in the history of this state. And it needs to stop, and it needs to stop now.
Yeah. It needs to stop everywhere. Honestly, Jefferson, we're watching corruption at unprecedented levels. We're getting reports of money laundering by the cartels through mortgages all over the country. People are up in arms and they feel powerless. They just don't feel like there's anything happening, which is why this segment with you is really important, because we have to give people in America hope that there are states out there that are trying to turn this, as I say, Titanic around in the Panama Canal. I want to bring this up, the Republican Accountability Project, okay? Today, they launched a new ad campaign targeting Speaker Voss and 21 other GOP lawmakers over talk of impeaching the Supreme Court Justice Janice Protasiewicz. Do you think they're going to have any impact at all with their campaign in terms of trying to psy up the people of Wisconsin and or anybody involved in that whole process?
Emphatically, no. Okay. We credit Speaker Voss for exercising his leadership, both politically, professionally, and policy-wise. We can, like you said earlier, Ann, the people in this country that are of our mindset, they're like, oh my gosh, is this ever going to come to an end? Well, by golly, we're starting that here in Wisconsin. We're going to get a new administrator of elections. We've got the Speaker of the Assembly advocating at least looking into the impeachment process of a candidate who is now a sitting justice, who just defies the law, who flaunts their disrespect of Wisconsin voters. No, I don't think that's going to have any impact other than it will encourage us to support the Speaker even more and the Senate, where they investigate and they do the investigation and then they send it over to the Senate for conviction.
Okay. Yep. I want to get your opinion on what's going on to the south of you in Texas. I spent a lot of time there. In fact, some of the information that we learned on our Operation Burning Edge with respect to child trafficking, one of the people that we met with took this information, including videos, to Attorney General Ken Paxton, had a three-hour meeting with Ken Paxton about what's happening in Texas, the policies that Governor Greg Abbott are allowing in terms of the open border policies, despite the rhetoric, despite the optics. What he's really doing is basically just rolling out the World Economic Forum's agenda of open borders and supporting Biden with the Declaration of North America, dissolving America's borders. So talking about a waste of Texas taxpayer money, there's arguments now against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton seem to be falling apart. According to some of the reports, witnesses did not take any evidence to the FBI in this case where he pled not guilty to 16 articles of impeachment. Do you have any, you know, thoughts on what's going on in Texas, which is such a critical state right now, also with, you know, a lot of electoral votes?
Sure. So goes Texas. So goes America. Let's just be frank about this.
Right.
And let's quantify that from three perspectives. One, the conservative estimate, Ann, is 10 million illegal aliens pouring over the border into this country. Two, what is so sickening, and thanks to the Sound of Freedom movie, where these precious, if I don't cry, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. These little precious boys and girls getting violated by these sick, awful, despicable human beings. And we have an administration and a Homeland Security director and an attorney general who sit there and turn a deaf ear and a blind eye to these precious little kids. And then number three, we all know what the financial impact of this is. They're being given cell phones and housing and transportation and food and healthcare. You want to come to America? Great. Do it like my ancestors did. Do it like the Vandersteel ancestors did. But we know why they're doing this. They being the Democrats and turning a deaf ear and a blind eye, because they need votes. They can't win at the ballot box. They can't win legislatively. So thanks to Cloward and Piven and the rules for radicals, Saul Alinsky, let's just overrule the system because the Republicans won't do anything about it. Well, here's one Republican that is going to do something about it. We support Ken Paxton. We're giving him money, and he's going to come out on the other side of this, and he'll clean house in Texas.
Fantastic. Well, this all on the heels of a former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice now claiming that his investigation into election fraud in Wisconsin 2020 election found that the election officials failed to record non-citizens in the voter database so that they were actually able to vote. So this is all coming out in the wash, Jefferson. And I feel like today the news you're bringing forward is really a momentous turn of that Titanic in the canal before it sinks. Let's see if we can't safely sail it back to whence it came and patch those holes before she goes down and, you know, keep this country and make it great again. Because, you know, we need Wisconsin, we need Arizona, we need Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan. We need these states to get cleaned and detoxed. And it's people like you that are really facilitating that and bringing us the good news. So we are grateful. Thank you.
Well, you're very kind. And let's visit again when you have time.
Jefferson, anytime you've got breaking news, you know how to find me. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Ann.
All right. Okay, everybody, we're getting ready to finish up the show here, I just want to remind everybody, Operation Burning Edge is really moving into high gear. Yours truly is going to be down in Panama in the jungle. Some of the videos that you're seeing posted on Michael Yon's Twitter feed. If you're not following Michael Yon, go to Michael_Yon, Y-O-N. And you can see some of the dangerous areas in which we will be. We have got some folks that are going to meet us down there. We will be meeting with the Panamanian members of government, members of Cinefront, which is their customs and border protection. Any support you can do for Operation Burning Edge is greatly appreciated at givesendgo.com/burningedge. And look for some pretty extraordinary reporting to be coming out. I'm dragging about 300 pounds of gear with me. Shout out to the Satellite Phone Store and 123.com for sending us a Starlink and 10 push-to-talk satellite radios so that we can communicate with people all around. So we'll be getting back to you more on this, but until then, we'll see you again tomorrow night for more right now, right here with me, Ann Vandersteel. Good night, everybody.